我们在下午祷告之前，我们用圣经上的话语来做相互的勉励。
And before our afternoon prayer, we're going to use some words from the Bible as our mutual encouragement.
我们来看箴言的一章七节。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
箴言的第一章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
七节，敬畏神是智慧的开端。在这里告诉我们，敬畏神是智慧的开始。
Here it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
换句话说，如果不懂得敬畏神，连智慧的开始都没有。
In other words, you can say that if you do not know how to fear the Lord, then you do not even have the beginning of wisdom.
对，很多人来说或许会认为说神他是慈爱的，我们只需要爱他，并不一定要怕他。
And many people say that God is love, so we do not need to fear him, we only need to love him.
那真的我们只需要爱神，不用怕神吗？
So is it true that we only need to love God and we do not need to fear him?
那爱神的就不怕神吗？
And those who love God, do they not fear him?
那怕神的就不爱神吗？
And those who fear the Lord, does that mean they do not love God?
在很多的信仰生活当中，我们会发现爱神的人都是敬畏神的人。
But if we look at people's faith, we often find that those who fear the Lord are also those who love the Lord.
而不敬畏神的人，我们很少会看到他是个爱神的人。
And those who do not fear the Lord, we often find that they also do not love the Lord.
那或许也有人会说，敬畏神那是旧约律法的时代，今天我们是新约恩典时代，不用怕神了，我们爱神就好。
And still other people may say that the fear of the Lord, it is of the Old Testament. We are in the New Testament under grace today. We do not need to fear God, we only need to love him.
我们来看一个经文。
Let us refer to a verse.
我们来看使徒行传的九章三十一节。
Let us look at Acts chapter 9, verse 31.
九章的三十一节
，Acts chapter 19 verse 31。
九章。
Chapter 9 verse 31。
三十一节，那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立。凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。在这个经文告诉我们
，Here this verse tells us，
初代教会被建立，而且人数。能够加增的原因。
The reason why the churches were edified and why they were able to be multiplied.
凡事都敬畏神。
That they did everything in the fear of the Lord.
所以教会要能够成长，敬畏神仍然是免不了。
And so for the church to grow, the fear of the Lord is necessary.
为什么敬畏神那么重要？
Why is it so important to fear the Lord?
我们来看看，敬畏神跟我们的侍奉有什么样的关系？
Let's see what relationship is there between our fear of the Lord and our servitude towards God.
我们来看出埃及记。
Let us refer to Exodus.
十八章二十一节。
Chapter 18, verse 21.
出埃及记十八章二十一节。
Exodus 18, verse 21.
二十一节，并要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓。这里记载的是摩西的岳父叶特罗建议摩西能够拣选一些有才能的人来帮助他处理百姓的工作。
And so here it is talking about the advice that Moses' father-in-law Jethro had given him.Telling him to delegate to these people to help him control, to take care of the multitude.
那这里讲到要选一些有才能的人。
And here it says that they must choose some people, some able men.
什么是有才能的人？
What does it mean that they are able?
接下来就说就是那些敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人。
And so it says that it is the people who fear God are men of truth and they hate covetousness and place such and take covetousness.
哦，敬畏神是侍奉哦必备不可缺少的条件。
Fearing God, it is a necessary and cannot be misplaced trait when serving God.
我说今天我们在教会服事。
So today, when we are coming to serve God,
哦，我们要知道我们所服事的哦，不是像在社会上哦，在外面。
We must know that our service here is not the same as service we do to others outside for other men.
哦，当然，哦，主耶稣教导我们哦，服侍哦，我们啊，当仆人的哈，啊，在外面服侍主人，也要像服侍神一样，没有错的。
And of course, Jesus also taught us that when we are serving our masters, we must serve as we would serve the Lord.
哦，因为那个是忠心的表现。
Because this is to show our faithfulness.
哦。那在教会里头，我们要知道我们服侍的是天上的神。
But when we serve in church, we must know that who we serve is the God in heaven.
哦，我们必须要敬畏他。
We must fear him.
哦，所以敬畏神是服侍神的人必备的条件，也是不可缺少的基础。
And so fearing God, it is the basis to serve him, and it is also our foundation.
哦，再来，我们看到哦，敬畏神啊，也是奉献的基础。
And we also see that fear of God is the beginning of our sacrifice.
好，我们来看创世纪。
Let us look at Genesis.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
二十二章的十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 12.
十二节，天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点也不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。”哦，这是啊，神试验亚伯拉罕。
And this is God talking to Abraham.
好，要他把他独生的爱子以撒哦，把他献给神。
Testing him, asking him to sacrifice his one son, Isaac.
哦，对当时的亚伯拉罕来说
，and to Abraham at that time.
哦，以撒是他独生的儿子。
Isaac was his one and only son.
哦，他其他的儿子哦，那个比如说跟夏甲生的以实玛利已经离开了。
The son he had bore with Hagar, Ishmael, was already gone.
哦，那跟基土拉哈。所生的也都大发他们离开。
And the sons of Keturah, he also already had them depart.
哦，留在他身边的就是那个承受产业的独生爱子以撒。
So the only one he had kept with him was the one son whom he loved that would take his inheritance, Isaac.
哦，因为那是照着神的应许所生的。
Because he was born according to the promise of God.
哦，但是神却要亚伯拉罕把他。独生的爱子哦，应许的儿子哦，要把他献给神，献做燔祭。
But God wanted him to take the son and offer him as a burnt offering.
哦，当亚伯拉罕真的照神的吩咐哦，要把他的儿子杀掉哦，切块成为燔祭来献给神。
And so when Abraham was about to kill his son to offer him up as a burnt offering to God.
哦，神。的使者向他显现。
And the angel of God came and appeared to Abraham.
哦，告诉他神对于这一件事情的看法。
And told him what God thought of his actions here.
哦，我们用这个献以亚伯拉罕献以撒，我们曾经讲过很多方面的道理。
And we've always talked about how about the different sermons talking about how Abraham offered up Isaac.
哦，服事的道理、奉献的道理等等。
And we talk about servitude sermons and also offering sermons.
哦，但是我们看神在这边呢，他对这一件事情亚伯拉罕的表现的定义，哈，的这个称赞就是敬畏神。
But we look here, the praise which Abraham, which God sets on Abraham is that he fears God.
哦，没有说啊，你是爱神的，因为你没有把你的儿子，哦，你所独生的儿子留下不给我。
He does not say that I know that you love God since you have not withheld your son.
哦，而是说你敬畏神。
Instead, it says that you fear God.
哦， 所以敬畏神乃是我们奉献的基础。
So fearing God is the beginning of our offering.
一个真正敬畏神的人才能做到彻底毫无保留的奉献。
One who really fears God can, only one who really fears God can give a complete offering.
使徒行传的五章那边记载亚拿尼亚夫妇贪图虚名贪图那个奉献所有的虚名他们同心的试探神欺哄圣灵。
And Acts chapter 5 talks about Ananias and his wife and how they tried to lie to the Holy Spirit about how much they were offering.
他们是在奉献。
They were offering.
奉献本来是好的。
Originally offering, it is good.
但是他们却在这个奉献的事情上面来得罪神。
But in their offering, they came and they transgressed against God.
不但没有得到福气，反而遭受咒诅。
Not only were they not blessed, but they were also cursed.
是什么原因让他们不但没有受到没有因着奉献得到祝福而变成咒诅？
So what is the reason that their offering did not bring them blessings, but brought them curses?
就是他们在奉献的事上没有敬畏神。
It is that in their offering, they did not fear the Lord.
所以今天呢，我们无论是服事或者是奉献。
And so today, whether in our service or in our offering,
我们都应当要敬畏神。
We must fear the Lord.
因为唯有敬畏神，我们的服事、我们的奉献才能够蒙神悦纳。
Because only through fear of the Lord can our servitude or our offering be pleasing in the eyes of God.
那再来我们来看看敬畏神跟我们的灵修有什么关系。
And then let us look at what the fear of the Lord has to do with our spiritual cultivation.
首先我们来看看列王记上。
First, let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上的21章第三节。
1 Kings chapter 21, verse 3.
21章第三节
Chapter 21 verse 3
三节拿伯对亚哈说我敬畏神万不敢将我先人留下的产业给你这里记载这个亚哈因为贪图拿伯的葡萄园
And here it is talking about how Ahab coveted the vineyard of Naboth.
所以想要用其他的地跟拿伯来换取他的先人留下来给他的地。
And so he wanted to trade other land for this land that was given by inheritance to Naboth.
甚至他开出很好的条件。
And he even gave very good, his contract was very good.
看你是要银子呢，还是要等值的东西，还是说要把更好的葡萄园，要更好的葡萄园。我跟你换。
And he said, I'll give you money, or maybe I'll give you this, or I'll give you whatever seems better to you.
但是拿伯他拒绝了。
But Naboth rejected his offer.
为什么他拒绝？
Why did he reject his offer?
对方是有钱有势的王耶。
The person asking him is the powerful and wealthy king.
难道拿伯啊不晓得说拒绝的后果会怎么样吗
Is it that Naboth did not know what the outcome of his refusal would be?
更何况这个王他所面对的王并不是一个好王。
And then even the king that he was facing was not a good king.
但是是什么原因让拿伯拒绝
But why did Naboth reject his offer?
为什么拿伯不肯卖呢
Why would he just not sell?
我们看一下这个他所说的这个拿伯所根据的。
And we look at what Naboth said.
我们看利未记的二十五章。
Let's look at the book of Leviticus, chapter 25.
利未记二十五章的二十三节。
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23.
二十三节，地不可永卖，因为地是我的。你们在我面前是客旅，是寄居的，在这里这是神规定。
Here it is, there is a command given by God.
要求这个各支派的地所领受的地不能够转卖。
It is that the land which the people had received, they could not sell it to the other people.
这个是神给他们永久的保留地。
And this is the land which God gave them for forever.
一方面也可以避免将来这个土地啊落在少数人的手中。
And this could also help prevent the majority of the land falling into a minority of the people.
在这个神借着先知责备以色列人的这个话里头啊。
And when God sent prophets to rebuke the people of Israel.
谈到社会失去公义，其中一点就是有些人以房接房，以地接地，就是把土地炒地皮的土地啊，通通掌握在这一些少数的有钱大地主的手下。
And so one of the things that they rebuked them about was that people had that a majority of the land was in the hands of a few.
让其他的同胞们就没有地。
So that the other people no longer had any land.
所以神老早就在律法规定地不可以卖断。
And so God, in the law, had already stated that they could not sell the land.
所以拿伯啊，他因为敬畏神，所以他要遵守神所吩咐给他们的诫命。
And so Naboth, because he feared the Lord, he wanted to keep this command given to him by God.
后来他果然被这个亚哈的太太耶洗别皇后害死了。
And then later he was killed by Queen Jezebel.
但是拿伯对神的敬畏啊。却成为世世代代我们的榜样。
But Naboth's fear of God, it becomes an example for us through the generations.
那神也亲自为拿伯报了这个仇啊。
And God personally also took revenge for Naboth.
这个耶洗别啊，后来就在他杀害拿伯的地方啊，被推到楼下跌死，而且尸骨无存哦，被狗吃了。
And Jezebel, she was later thrown down exactly where Naboth's vineyard had been, and she was she fell, and then her body was eaten by dogs.
所以敬畏神也是我们遵守神吩咐、守诫命的表现。
And so fearing the Lord is also shown by our actions of keeping His commands.
没有，我们没有看到一个说他是敬畏神然后什么规矩都不守的。
We do not see anyone who says they fear the Lord, but they do not keep any laws.
随心所欲想怎么样就怎么样，这样的人一定不是敬畏神的人。
A person who does whatever they want, of course, does not fear the Lord.
再来我们来看看来看尼希米记
And let us look at Nehemiah.
尼希米记的第五章。
Nehemiah chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
五章九节，我又说：你们所行的不善，你们行事不当敬畏我们的神吗？不然难免我们的仇敌外邦人毁谤我们。我们再跳过来看十五节。
And then let us look at verse 15.
五章十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 15.
十五节，在我以前的省长加重百姓的担子，每日所要粮食和酒并银子四十舍客的。就是他们的仆人也辖制百姓，但我因敬畏神不这样行。这是当尼希米这个带领这个犹大人重修耶路撒冷的城墙。
And so at this time, Nehemiah was leading the people of Judah back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city walls.
他们遇到的这个财务上的困难。
And they ran into some financial difficulties.
那当中有些人就发这个灾难财就趁机放高利贷。
And so some people,
里面的有钱人就借钱给贫穷人收很高的利息。
And so some of the people who had who were still very wealthy, they gave out high interest loans to the poor.
它影响到整个工程的进行。
And so this caused disruption in their work of rebuilding the city wall.
所以这个尼希米把这些官长把这些这个财主都叫来。
And so Nehemiah called all these people there.
告诉他们他们所做的不善。
And he told them what they are doing is not good.
行事应当要敬畏神。
When they do things, they should walk in the fear of the God.
尼希米自己就是一个榜样。
Nehemiah himself was a good example.
他做省长十二年。
And he was
他做这个省长做 leader 12年
And he was a leader for 12 years.
他没有领薪水。
He did not take any salary.
不但没领薪水啊，反而把他自己的这个钱啊拿出来帮助这些工作的人。
Not only did he not take a salary, he also took his own money to help those who were doing the work.
这里他特别谈到说，在他之前这些当省长的甚至连他们的仆人都欺压百姓都是这个索要东西啊。
And he talks about how the previous leaders' servants would even oppress the people.
但是尼希米他却不这么做。
But Nehemiah did not do such.
原因是什么？
What was the reason?
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
所以在这里让我们看到敬畏神是肢体相爱的表现。
And so here we can see that that fearing God shows that we can love one another.
刚刚我们谈到说这个初代的教会非常的兴旺。
And just now we talked about how the apostolic church was very was growing very fast.
他们把个人的这个家财产都变卖拿到使徒面前，按照使徒发给他们的他们过着凡物共用的生活。
And they would all sell their own houses and then bring the money to the apostles and then they would live using everybody's communally.
这个是很不简单的事情。
This is very difficult to do.
这个也是这个社会主义的国家像共产主义的国家他们心中的天堂。
And this is also the paradise, the ideal behind socialism and communism.
但是对人来说，这是永远的一个乌托邦。永远的一个乌托邦utopia 达不到的了。
And so for man, this is a utopia. It is unreachable.
因为人有罪性。
Because man has a sinful nature.
这个中国人说人不自私天诛地灭人都有那个私心人都 selfish
There's a Chinese saying that says that men are all selfish
所以没有办法真正做到这个房屋公用的
And so they cannot truly exercise communism
他最后就是什么最后就是你不做我也不做反正都是吃大锅饭然后就是大家有钱花到大家没钱花
And so it just ends up that nobody does any work because everybody's going to get fed the same, and then they spend money until and they all spend the money equally until there's no more money to be spent.
所以我们发现，这种国家都是贫穷的居多。
And so we find that these types of countries are always very poor.
所以唯有在耶稣基督里头。
And so only in Jesus Christ.
在敬畏神的基础上。
On a foundation of fearing God,
才能够真正的彼此相爱。
Can we truly show love to one another?
在教会里面。
Only in church.
我们有时候，肢体之间会有摩擦。
Sometimes between one another, we will have some friction.
那是什么力量让我们愿意彼此退让？
So what force allows us to relent?
是因为敬畏神。
It is because we fear God.
愿意不为自己伸冤。
And we are willing to not avenge ourselves.
愿意让神做最后的仲裁者。
And we let God be the final judge.
所以就是因为这样子，教会才能够保持和谐。
And so because of this, then the church can maintain peace and harmony.
传道经常会讲错话
And sometimes the preachers will say the wrong things.
我啦
Sometimes I will say the wrong things.
所以说错话就要道歉。
And so if I say the wrong things, I must apologize.
不能说我是传道我是受膏者。
I can't say that I am a preacher, I have been anointed.
就可以欺负弟兄姐妹不可以。
And I can bully the brothers and sisters. No, of course we cannot do this.
为什么？
Why?
因为我知道神才是老板。
Because I know that God is my boss.
我怕神。
I fear God.
所以真正因为怕神就会爱人。
And so because I fear God, I will love man.
所以敬畏神 敬畏神是我们肢体相爱的一个表现。
And so fearing God, loving one another is an action of it.
那最后敬畏神也是义人也是虔诚人一个应有的表现。
And also fearing God is a trait that the righteous and the
这个跟虔诚的人应当有的表现。
And the reverent should have.
我们来看约伯记的第一章。
Let us look at Job chapter 1.
约伯记一章的8到9节。
Job chapter 1 verses 8 and 9.
八节神问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？ 地上再也没有人向他完全正直敬畏神，远离恶事。”第9节。
Verse 9.
撒旦回答神说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？” 这边记载着这个一场属灵的一个对话。
And here it records a spiritual conversation.
神问魔鬼撒旦。
And God is asking Satan.
你有没有看看在世上，在世间的那个约伯啊？
He says, "Have you looked at Job on the earth?"
那是我的仆人。He's
my servant.
我跟你讲，地面上再也没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事了。
And I tell you, there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears the Lord and shuns evil.
神用约伯的完全正直敬畏神远离恶事来向魔鬼撒旦夸口。
And here, God is boasting about Job's being blameless and upright, and who fears God and shuns evil.
这也是约伯他的表现。
And this is the actions of Job.
但是我们看到魔鬼回答神的话。
But we look at the answer Satan gave to God.
却是单单挑。 敬畏神，来回答神。
He picks at fearing God to answer God.
约伯敬畏神岂是没有缘故的？
He says, does Job fear God for nothing?
而不是说约伯远离恶事岂是没有缘故？
He does not say that does Job shun evil for nothing?
也不是说约伯完全正直岂非没有缘故？
He also doesn't say that is Job not blameless? Is Job blameless for nothing?
为什么魔鬼单单只挑敬畏神？
Why is it that Satan only said talks about fearing God?
因为魔鬼知道。
Because Satan knows.
只要人失去了对神的敬畏。
As long as man loses the fear towards God,
他就不会远离恶事了。
Then he will no longer shun evil.
没有敬畏神的人，绝对也不是完全正直的人。
And a man who does not fear God is also not blameless and upright.
所以魔鬼单挑敬畏神，来反问神。
And so Satan only looked at the fearing God to talk back to God.
所以约伯是个义人。
And so Job was a righteous person.
义人应有的表现就是对神的敬畏。
He was a righteous person because through his actions, we know that he feared God.
那我们来看《使徒行传》的10章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 10.
第2节。
Verse 2.
使徒行传10章的第2节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 2.
二节他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。这里谈到的是这个意大利营的这个百夫长哥尼流的表现。
Here it is talking about the actions of the centurion of the Italian regiment Cornelius.
他是个虔诚人。
He was a devout man.
这里我们看到他的表现，日常生活的表现，就是敬畏神。
And here we see what he did in his daily life, and he feared God.
那说敬畏神也是一个虔诚人应当有的表现。
And so fearing God is also a characteristic that a devout man should have.
所以我们从以上，我们知道敬畏神跟我们的灵修生活也有密切的关系。
And so from above, we know that fearing God has a great deal to do with our spirituality.
那我们要怎么样才能敬畏神？
So how can we fear God?
我们必须要学习。
We must learn.
没有人天生就懂得敬畏神的。
There is no one who is born naturally able to fear God.
我们最后看《生命记》的31章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
31章的13节。
Chapter 31, verse 13.
十三节也使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见学习敬畏主你们的神，在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子常常这样行。这里是摩西告诉这个摩西还没有带领以色列百姓进到迦南地，告诉这个以色列百姓在将来进到迦南地要做的事情。
And here, Moses is telling the people what they must do when they enter into the land of Canaan.
就是要教导儿女来学习对神的敬畏。
Is that they must teach their children to have fear towards God.
借着学习律法书来学习对神的敬畏。
By learning the law to learn to fear the Lord.
对今天的我们来说，就是借着学习神的真理。来学习对神的敬畏。
So for us today, it is to learn the truths of God in order to learn the fear of the Lord.
所以我们借着聚会，我们借着讲习，借着查经，来学习神的话语。
So through service and through seminars and through Bible study, we can learn to fear God.
也来学习怎么样敬畏神。
And we learn how to have reverence towards God.
所以在祷告之前就用敬畏神来做我们彼此相互的学习跟勉励。
And so before we pray, we use this topic of fearing God as our mutual encouragement.
愿我们都能够敬畏神成为合神心意的人。
And may we all fear God and be one of who has God's mind.
献上这个神所悦纳的祭。
And to be able to offer up a sacrifice pleasing in the eyes of God.
现在一起到前面来祷告。
So now let us all come forward to pray.